Audimax, which is being occupied at the moment by student protesters who are protesting against the student fees, the
bachelor system.
Yeah, the bachelor system, the sort of student government system that's in place here. They feel like they're sort of losing their control and rights. And Amy.
Yeah, so I'm in front of the Audimax, where they're protesting the student fees. They're wanting to... another word for revolution.
Change?
Change. They want to change the bachelor system. They're not happy with it. Before, I hear that the German studies were free, so it was free for everybody. Anyone could sign up for class and just go when they wanted. But I think in the past couple of years, they've had to start to pay... I think something like 500 euros or 300,
yeah.
Somewhere around there. I'm gonna have to laugh at the fact that they think that's expensive, because that's about as much as my books cost per semester. But I guess it's not really comparable, because I go to a private school in the United States, and it's a totally different system. It's a capitalist system, and I have to pay about, per semester, about $35,000. But it includes so much.
Per year?
No, per year. It's about 60,000. Yeah, it's like 50 or 60,000 between there for a year of studies. But I get more for...
That's including...
That includes housing, and that includes food, and they bring lots of activities. Basically, it's like a small city that you're paying for. It's everything. We call it back home the Bucknell bubble, because it really is its own city. We have our own entertainment. Anything you could ever want more, your school provides, but you have to pay for it. So it's a very different system. It's very interesting to see here, because if we ever tried protesting at school back home, it wouldn't work. They'd kick us out. We'd have to pay for everything. I mean, they'd call the police. They'd call in the teachers and the president, and we'd be kicked out of school if we tried this. But we have another way. We have a lot of student committees, but their powers are limited, so it's kind of on one hand, it's a better system. On the other hand, it's worse. So
I'm also in front of the Audimax, where the students are still protesting, and how they're protesting is they're basically like squatting in there. I don't really know what they're doing for showers or anything like that, because I've been in there all week. And it's really different, because I also come from or go to a private school back home, and so we pay like housing and tuition all together. It's like, I think it just got over $45,000 this year, and so an 800 euro fee to go to school is like a portion of what you might pay, a very small portion back home. And even the state schools that you have, you in-state tuition at the biggest school in my state is $13,000, and then once you add on housing and everything, you pay around $20,000 or $23,000 just for a full year. And then if you're out of state, it costs even more. So just from that side, it's kind of like, oh, come on, like 800 euros. I can understand it is kind of a lot of money if you're not expecting to pay for it, because that's something that can be saved up kind of easily over like a year or 2 years. But like when you're younger, your parents can like do that one. And even you can do that one when you like hit a certain age. But you see the difference in terms of how change is made, because like we pay for so much stuff, but the administration actually listens to you.
I think if we were to protest something, we wouldn't do this to our building. This is sort of, there's junk all over the place, there are half banners hanging. Like, we have some pride in our school, and the reason that we would protest so hard for a better school is because we want to be proud of it. And I think, at least this is, you know, for our particular institutions, that a protest would not play out like this. It wouldn't be a bunch of people living in an auditorium. It wouldn't be signs dangling all over the place. It wouldn't be chains on the door, because this is really humiliating. This is really sort of disgusting.
For the school. It's absolutely shocking. I mean, this would never happen. The school would never allow this. They'd be dragged out within the first hour of trying to do this. The amount of destruction everywhere is just unbelievable to me. It never would happen.
Isn't there some sort of
I'm impressed. I have no words. It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
No, because it's a social system. It's a system where it's for the people by the people, so they feel like they should have some say in it, you know? I mean,
but
this is their say.
I don't know. It's definitely a drastic way to get things done.
But is it really getting things done?
And is the cause worth the drasticness?
Like, I don't know.
Is the cause worth the drama? Like, if they were protesting genocide in another country, then yeah, this would totally be powerful. This would totally be, the impact enough of an influence, dramatic enough. But really, for bureaucratic knickknacks trying to take out student fees in a time of economic crisis, like, really, does this going to work?
Ich habe gehört auch, dass viele Studentinnen denken, dass die
It's very impressive to see, but I don't think in the end it's really going to get anything done, and I think there's lots of more productive ways to change things. A lot of the people here that I've seen look like they'd be hanging out at the Reeperbahn or like somewhere really alternative. I've seen a lot of people with like dreadlocks and who maybe would want to protest anything, just have an excuse to protest.
It's interesting, the organization that they did with this, because this isn't just happening in Hamburg, this is happening all over Europe.
Yeah. Find some natural high in life by, protesting something, finding their next big thing, their next big, fun activity in life, it seems. It's just a protest, and they're living here and partying and destroying things and whatnot, so it seems like a waste of time and money. If they really are sort of heartfelt diehard for this cause, they probably would have done something different. Oh my gosh, I survived, thank God. It was so terrible.
In terms of German protesting, I suppose it's not the most extreme that you could get for a protest.
Yeah.
It was all safe. No one's gonna hurt you or anything.
We made it! Oh God, it was so scary. There were little kids in there. I
thought it was a hodgepodge. I'm not gonna lie, I thought it was a hodgepodge. There were totally people on that far end of the left scale that you were talking about, but then there were like some other people. And then there was a homeless man, I'm pretty sure. I swear to God, he looked like a homeless man just reading the paper.
Wasn't just a professor. Well, that was probably just a.
If he was a homeless man, then that would have been the best thing to say.
Alternative. Definitely alternative hipsters.
I thought it was a hodgepodge.